弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
我们今天来看哥林多前书第三章一到九节。
Let's look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 to 9。
我们如果可以的话，我们一同来念好吗
？And let's read it together。
不管你是用中文也好，或用英文也好，我们一起同声来。
No matter you are reading in Chinese or English, let's read it together。
来，弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的。只得把你们当作属肉体，在基督里为婴孩的。我是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样式吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐。因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我们一起低头祷告。
Let's have more prayer。
主，盼望你自己借着你的话向我们述说。
Lord, through your word, please speak to us。
我们如同玛利亚一样，在主的脚前。
We are like Maria before your feet。
主，请说，仆人们静听。
Lord, please speak. The servant is listening.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
在哥林多前书第一章到第四章是讲到神的教会的建造。
The first chapter to fourth chapter in the book of 1 Corinthians talk about building of church.
在第一章，我们可以看见保罗是说到教会是属神的。
In the first chapter, we see that Paul says church belongs to God.
在第一章的后半段，还有整章第二章是讲到教会是神的智慧所创作的。
Second half of chapter 1 and the whole chapter 2 talk about a church is built as a wisdom of God.
到了今天第三章，我们看见神的工作乃是人。
And here is in the chapter 3 that God's work is working on man.
神的工作不是事情，神的工作是在人中间，为的是要得着人。
God's work is not working a task, but working on man because He wants to receive man.
我们今天就借着第三章的第一节到第九节，我们一起来领受。
So through chapter 3, verse 1 to 9, let's have some more receiving.
在第一节，我把这九节里面分成两个段落。
I'm going to separate it into two paragraphs.
第一节到第四节是讲到神的工作是要得到像基督的属灵的人。
Verse 1 to verse 4 is talking about God's work to receive people belong to Christ.
第五节到第九节讲到工作是神的。
And verse 5 to 9 talk about the work belong to God.
为要得到他的身体。
The purpose is to receive his body.
好，我们接下来看第一段一到四节。
Let's see verse 1.
刚刚我们已经一起都读过 这四节。
We just read these four verses.
我还是再重复一次好了。
And let me repeat.
弟兄们，我从前对你们说话，不能把你们当作属灵的，只得把你们当作属肉体的，在基督里为婴孩的。我乃是用奶喂你们，没有用饭喂你们。那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。你们仍是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争。这岂不是属乎肉体，照着世人的样式行吗？有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
Verse 1. Brothers, I could not address you as spiritual, but as worldly, mere infant in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready. You are still worldly. For since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like the mere man? For when you one say, I follow Paul, and another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere man?
这四节对我们每一个人都是很重要的提醒。
This is a great reminder to all of us.
通常我们在教会里面，我们比较在乎的是把 事情能不能做好。
What we care about in church is whether a task can be accomplished.
我们真的很重视这个东西。
We pay attention to accomplishment.
不是说把事情做好不重要。
I'm not saying that it's not important to accomplish a task.
而是我们是不是忘了经过这些侍奉，或是经过了这些事情，我们到底成了什么样的人？
But did we ever pay attention that after this service, after finishing the work, what type of person we are?
我们经过了这个侍奉，我们这个人是变得更骄傲、更自大、更不瞧不起别人呢？
After the service, are we become more arrogant and more prideful?
还是我们越来越像我们的主一样，谦卑柔和？
Or are we more like our Jesus Christ, more meek and humble?
我们更倚靠神，更尊主为大。
That we become more depend on God and treat God as the greatest.
保罗在这里四节告诉我们，一个夸口指着主夸口的人，他会看重生命过于恩赐和侍奉。
And here Paul mentioned about a person who can be boasting about his work is that someone who will pay attention to his life more than his work.
如果弟兄姐妹知道在哥林多前书，你会明白，其实在哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹在恩赐上没有一样不及人的，口才知识都全备。
If you read 1 Corinthians, you understand the church in Corinthians has all the wisdom and has all the talent in the church.
但保罗却在这四节当中却有一个深深的叹息。
But Paul has this great sigh in these four verses.
不是恩赐的问题，
Not about the wisdom.
而是生命不长大，
but,
生命不像基督，没用。
But the life did not grow and the life did not like Jesus Christ and is useless.
所以我们在这里要明白，神一切的侍奉中，他要得的是人。
So we have to understand the purpose of service is to receive men.
而不是工作的果效。
But not the accomplishment.
神的工作对象是人。
God's target is man.
神要在人身上不断的工作，不断的改变和塑造。
God wants to continue to work on men and to shape them and to
一直到基督柔美的生命能够被彰显出来。
So that the man can reveal this glorified, beautiful of the Christ Jesus.
我们先看前面这两节。
And let's look at the first two verses.
弟兄们
，Brothers，
虽然在哥林多教会弟兄姐妹很不像样。
Even though the brothers and sisters in the Church of Corinthians did not act properly.
但是保罗深深知道这一群是蒙了神莫大的怜悯，是蒙恩得救的弟兄姐妹。
But Paul understands this group of brothers and sisters are saved by grace.
在这两节当中，他提到了两个名词。
In these two verses, he mentioned two terms.
一个叫做属灵的，一个叫做属肉体的。
One is spiritual, the other one is worldly.
这属肉体的也是在基督里为婴孩的。
Worldly, it also referred to as the infant in Christ.
属肉体跟在前一章属血气的是不一样的。
And worldly and spiritually is two different things.
属血气的是指到天然人。
The worldly refers to our nature self.
是没有得救，神的灵也不在他里面。
He has not been saved, and the God's spirit is not in him.
在这里属肉体的是为婴孩的，是讲到已经得救的基督徒。
The one who is worldly here is like an infant, but in Christ.
也有圣灵也在他里面。
And the Holy Spirit is in them.
可是他们的生活方式、做事原则。
But their lifestyle and their principle of life.
甚至他的侍奉都是受着肉体的需要。
And their services are also governed by their worldly.
而不是受着圣灵的引导。
Instead of under the guidance of Spirit.
行事为人处处都是满足自己的需要。
And their deeds and their behaviors are satisfying themselves.
以自我为中心。
They are self-centered.
保罗过去将福音带给了哥林多教会那个地方的弟兄姐妹。
In the past, Paul spread the gospel to Corinthians.
他们信了主，的确是个婴孩。
They believe in Christ and they are infant.
婴孩的一个表现就是以自己为中心。
And the infant is always self-centered.
保罗知道。
Paul knew.
保罗并没有责备他们。
Paul did not rebuke them.
保罗那时候用奶去喂他们，没有用饭喂他们。
At that time, Paul feed them with milk instead of solid food.
保罗就好像是母亲喂养自己的孩子长大一样。
Paul acts like a mother to nurture his children.
这奶和干粮都是指的神的话。
Milk and solid food refer to the word of God.
吃奶就是直接的领受。
Well, milk is a direct receiving.
是间接的领受 ，sorry.
Is a indirect receiving.
因为奶是食物经过母亲的消化之后才拿来喂孩子的。
Because milk is through the mother's digestions to feed to the children.
而这个饭，这个干粮就是直接的领受。好比信徒能够直接从神的话当中能够领受。
Solid food is a direct food that the people can receive directly.
保罗知道那时候弟兄姐妹的光景。
Paul understands the conditions.
保罗却用神的话来濡养他的儿女。
Paul used God's word to nurture his children.
因为我们每一个人一信主开始，一定是一个婴孩。
Because once we start believing in the Lord, we are starting as an infant.
而且只能吃奶。
And we can only drink milk.
但是一个孩子若是好好的吃奶吃饭，他一定会长大的。
But as long as this infant will drink milk and take solid food, they will grow.
但是保罗在第二节这边讲到，话锋一转，保罗却责备了。
But second verse it starts to rebuke them.
那时你们不能吃，就是如今还是不能。
He said that you were not yet ready for the solid food, and even now still not ready.
那时和直到如今
，At that time until now，
婴孩可不可爱
？Is infant adorable？
我今天来的时候看到有一个婴孩在那边。
Today I saw an infant。
婴孩是很可爱啊。
Are they adorable？
但是老婴孩可不可爱
？But if you are an old infant, are you adorable？
那叫做可怕。
And that is terrible。
第三节、第四节，保罗要告诉我们属肉体的。属肉体的就是婴孩的特点。
And verse 3 and 4 is to tell us that how an infant, a worldly infant is.
第二节，胃口小，只能吃奶，不能吃干粮。
The second verse referred to an infant, do not have big appetite.
第三节，心胸小，行事为人嫉妒纷争。
The third verse it talked about a person become jealous and quarreling among people.
第四节，视野小，照着世人的样式行。
And the fourth verse talked about a person cannot accomplish much.
我们就一个来看。
And let's see them, study them one by one.
胃口小。
When you have a small appetite.
其实是胃口出了问题。
Because you have problem with your stomach.
一个人信主十年、二十年，还是个婴孩。
A person after being a Christian for 10-20 years and you're still an infant.
有了主的生命但不长大。
You have Christ's life but you did not grow.
这个说到我们里面的属灵胃口已经出了问题。
That means our spiritual appetite has problem.
该吃的不能吃。
What we are supposed to take, we did not take.
或许你会常常发现很多的神的儿女来到了聚会只是为了娱乐消遣一下。
Or you will see a lot of brothers and sisters come to church for entertainment.
或许是希望听到一些舒服的话，心灵鸡汤满足自己。
Or hearing some words to satisfy themselves.
但是回到家中，你会看见一件事情，圣经连翻都不需要翻了。
And you will see that at home they don't even need to flip through the Bible.
你会告诉他，好像会告诉你，我没兴趣，没时间，看了就睡着了。
They will tell you that I'm not interested after I read or fall asleep.
这是婴孩。
That is infant.
我记得我信主很久的时候，大概只读了几章圣经。
I remember after a few years after I became a Christian, I only read a few chapters.
但是有一次，我听见我们传道人在讲解圣经。
But one time I heard a Bible explanation.
我心中深深的羡慕。
My heart desire.
为什么他一翻开圣经？有这么多话能够成为我的供应。
Why he flipped the Bible and have all these words that can supply to me?
可是为什么我一翻开圣经我就想睡觉
？But once I open the Bible, I want to fall asleep.
我就跑去那个传道人。
I went to that preacher.
你教我读圣经。
Can you help me and teach me?
你带我读圣经。
Guide me how to read Bible.
但感谢主，是神有怜悯。
Lord has the mercy.
主自己把话向我解开。
Lord, open up the word to me.
从那时候，我才真正知道神的话可以成为我里面的供应。
So from there on, I understand God's word can become.
神的话可以成为我们里面的力量和安慰。
And it become the comfort and strength inside me.
所以我们要求神保守我们有一个好的属灵的胃口。
So we want to ask Lord to keep our good appetite.
一个人若希望在神手中有一点用处。
If someone wants to be used by God,
你一定要注意你有没有属灵的胃口。
You have to see if you have the spiritual appetite.
一个真正渴慕神话语的人，一定希望神用话语来光照我，来喂养我。
One who wants to be enlightened by word and would ask and desire the word.
第二点。
And the second point.
心胸小，行事为人嫉妒纷争。
Someone who is always jealousy and quarreling with others.
第三节讲就说到，你们人是属肉体的，因为在你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属乎肉体？
Verse 3 says, you are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly?
嫉妒和纷争就好像是铜板的两面。
Jealousy and quarreling is like the two sides of a coin.
有了嫉妒，纷争一定跟着来。
If there is jealousy, quarreling comes.
什么是嫉妒？
What is jealousy?
或是说嫉妒有什么感觉？
I'm not saying that how you feel with jealousy.
别人有，我没有。
You might say someone has it, I don't have it.
你里面有什么感觉？
What do you feel inside you?
酸酸的。
Are you feeling sour?
我们里面不满足。
We are not content.
穿着。
Our dress.
有人穿名牌的。
Someone has brand name dress.
房子。
House.
有人住大房子。
Someone live in big house.
车子。
Cars.
有人开名牌的跑车。
Someone drive a sports car.
这些东西外面的有可能吸引我们里面的心。
What is outside may attract our heart.
但你可能说这个东西我不在乎。
But you might say that I don't care about those.
但是在教会里面呢？
And in church?
我们嫉妒别人比我们属灵。
We jealous that someone is more spiritual than us.
怕神使用别人超过我们。
We are afraid that God will use the others more than me.
你的主日学那个班有几个人啊？
How many students in your Sunday school?
你带了几个人信主呢？
How many people you brought to Christ?
我呢？
How about me?
我曾经记得我在20年前。在学生团契里面服侍。
About 20 years ago, I served in the student fellowship.
那时候的确感谢主，神带了很多很多的留学生来。
I thanks the Lord to bring in a lot of overseas students.
但是就是因为人数多，所以我们分成两个组。
And because there are so many of them, we separate into two groups.
我带一组。
I led one group.
那时候刚好也有一个弟兄。
And there was another brother.
他非常爱主。
He loved the Lord.
他圣经非常熟悉。
He know the Bible very well.
那我们就讲说两组，我们就一人一半，你一组，我一组。
So we separated into two groups.
但是经过了半年。
And after half a year.
我突然发现我这一组的人通通都不见了。
I suddenly realized that my group members disappeared.
我就想说这些人到哪去了。
And I was wondering where did they go.
结果一看，都到我那个弟兄那个房间里面去了。
And then I realized that they went to another room to the other brother.
门口看一看。
And I peek from the door.
自己里面讲说，自己告诉自己，神不看人数。神不看人数。
And I told myself in my heart, God did not count number.
若我们真正的看见神使用我们的弟兄姐妹被神使用。
If we truly see that our brothers and sisters being used by God.
我们而且神不用我们，我们里面开心吗？
But God did not use me. Are we pleased?
这实在是考验我们里面是不是属肉体的。
This is a testing to us whether we belong to flesh.
神赐给我们恩赐，不是让我们不是为着让我们炫耀。
Lord gave us grace not to let us be boasting.
神赐给我们恩赐，是要我们如同耶稣一样，束起腰带来服侍我的弟兄。
But He wants us to be like Jesus Christ to tie up and start working.
是为了他的身体的缘故。
And to work for His body.
盼望我们里面都有一个祷告。
And hope we have all this prayer.
不管神用谁。
No matter God use whoever that God use.
只要他得荣耀。
As long as he received the glory,
我都不在乎。
I do not care.
只要我的主的名，他宝贝的名字被传扬。
As long as God's name is being spread,
被人高举。
and being exalted,
我心就满足了。
My heart will be satisfied.
这是一个真正长大的人，一个属灵的人。
This is a true adult, a grown up, a spiritual.
若我们里面真的长大像主
，If we grow up like God,
那个生命显出来的爱
，And the love revealed through our life,
一定不是嫉妒，不张狂。
That will not have jealousy.
一定是与人能够与人和睦的。
And that will have harmony with people.
求神今天借着这个话来帮助我们。
And may the Lord help us with these words.
在借着每一样侍奉当中来学习我们生命的功课。
That through any services that we can learn.
诚诚实实面对我们自己的软弱和败坏。
And honestly to see our own corruption and our own weakness.
更多的依靠神，让十字架来对付我们里面自己。
So that we can depend on the Lord more and allow the cross to deal with us.
婴孩的第三个特征。
The third characteristics of infant.
视野小，照着世人的样子行。
And what we follow the worldly people.
第三节是第四节这边说到。
Verse 4.
这等人跟世界上的人是一样的。
That this person acts like mere man.
他们的想法。他们的做事的方法
what they think and what they do,
甚至碰见事情的处理方式
even the method that they use when encountering
跟世界上是一模一样
is the same as the worldly man.
世界上的人勾心斗角我们也勾心斗角
The worldly man competes with each other and we do the same.
世界上的人欺骗说谎我们也欺骗说谎
The worldly man deceive each other and lie and we did.
教会最可悲的事情就是教会像社会
What is the most pitiful thing about church is that church is just like the world.
社会看重的，教会看重。
And what the society pay attention to, the church pay attention to.
社会追求的，教会追求。
What the society pursue and the church pursue.
社会用的方法，教会也用。
What the worldly people use method, the church use the same.
保罗说，属肉体的人就像世界一样，照着世人的样子行。
And Paul said that the people in church act like the mere man.
千万不要觉得以为这个属造人的样式不会发生在我身上。
And don't think that this is not going to happen to you.
如果在我们中间有孩子上大学要考大学，你们心里面一定会知道。
If you have children going to go to college, you will know.
打从我们孩子一出生，我们就想到孩子就是要上常春藤了。
And from the birth of our child, we want them to go to Ivy League College.
上好学区。
We go to good school district.
我们的观念里面是只要好好的读书，就会有好的工作，就会有好的前途。
And in our concept, as long as the kid can study well, then they are going to have good job.
是真的吗
？Is it true?
神在哪里呢
？Where is God?
我们却忘记了如何能够带领孩子准确地活在神的面前。
We forgot how to guide our children to accurately follow Jesus.
我们忘记了跟随主的路上是需要付代价的。
We forgot the price that we need to pay to follow Christ.
让主能够成为我们里面的满足。
And let Lord be our satisfaction in our heart.
在马拉基书第二章第十五节那边说到。
In Malachi, a book of Malachi.Chapter 2,
第二章第十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人？乃是他愿人得前进的后裔。
Has not the Lord made them one? In flesh and spirit they are his. And why one? Because he was seeking godly offspring. So guard yourself in your spirit and do not break faith with the wife of your youth.
今天神盼望我们做父母的
Today God hoping the parent
神要我们孩子借着我们能够得着一个前进的后裔
And through the parent God want the children to be a godly
而不是从我们得到一个属向世界的后裔
Not a worldly offspring through us
格林多教会弟兄姐妹在这里像世界一样
The brothers and sisters in this church of Corinthians is worldly
高举人
They praise men
有时候我是属保罗的我是属亚波罗的
Some says I follow Apollo Some says I follow Paul
我是保罗帮的，我是亚波罗帮的。
I belong to Apollo's group or I belong to Paul's group。
在教会里面，我是上海来的，我是北京来的。
In church, we might say I came from Shanghai or I came from Beijing。
甚至说我从台湾来的。
Or I came from Taiwan。
选举了。
During election。
我是属川普的，我是属希拉蕊的。
I belong to Trump or I elect Hillary。
在教会里面，我是跟随某某人的，因为他生命好。
In church, I follow a person because he has the spiritual life.
我们只听某某人的话，因为他有恩赐。
I only listen to a certain preacher because he has this grace.
是不是在基督以外，我们要寻找自己的认同，要高举人？
So outside of Christ, are we trying to find someone that we like?
保罗说，这是世界的样式。
This is the model of world.
在基督里长大的一定像主。
The one that is grown in Christ, they have to be like the Lord.
像主就一定不像这世界。
To be like the Lord, you cannot be like the world.
世界所爱的，我们一定没有兴趣的。
What the world like, we will not be interested.
世界所追求的，我们一定没有兴趣的。
What the world pursue, we will not be interested.
反过来说。
On the other side.
我们所爱的，世界也没兴趣。
What we like will not be compromised with the world.
在主里，不同的价值观，有不同的盼望，甚至有不同的眼光。
In the Lord, we have different sight, we have different hope, and we have different desire.
这是生命的问题。
This is the matter of life.
属灵的人。
The spiritual person.
是生命长大的人。
Has a grown life.
能够彼此相爱。
That can love each other.
能够渴慕主的话。
That can desire for God's word.
里面。满有基督长成的身量。
And it has the Christ-grown life in them.
保罗一方面好像在责备的哥林多教会的弟兄姐妹。
Paul is on one side rebuking the brothers and sisters in church.
保罗真正的盼望神能够得到一个真正像他的儿女。
Paul truly wants God to receive the people that like him.
第五节到第九节。
Verse 5 to 9.
讲到工作是神的。
I talk about what is work.
我们如果今天能有机会能够侍奉。
Today we have chance to service.
我们一定要知道一件事情。
We have to know one thing.
所有的工作是属神的。
All the work belong to God.
神是主宰。
God is the one in control.
神有主权用不同的人做不同的事。
God has the sole decision making to decide who to work on this task.
当弟兄姐妹高举保罗、高举亚波罗的时候
，When brothers and sisters are looking upon Apollos or Paul，
保罗却要告诉他们怎么样真正能够看待这些神的仆人。
Paul want them to learn how to treat those servants of God。
算这个这里的算什么？是讲到 nothing。
And here it says that what are they? They are nothing。
亚波罗算什么？
What is Apollos?
保罗算什么？
What is Paul?
有时候我们这个人啊，常常会把别人要么就是看成 nothing， 要么就是把别人看成 everything。
Sometimes we look at people as nothing or everything.
保罗要我们学习一个功课。
Paul wants us to learn this lesson.
不要把教会的弟兄姐妹或是神的仆人看得这么伟大。
Do not treat the servants of God as great.
曾经在一个聚会当中
，There was this gathering。
那个聚会邀请了一个老仆人来到他们当中，能够跟他们传讲讯息。
And a elderly servant was invited to share。
这个人要介绍这个老仆人上来讲道的时候
，So a person is introducing this elderly brother。
他就讲了，他说：“接下来我们欢迎伟大的神的仆人。”
And he says, now we welcome this great servant of God.
但是当这个老仆人走上台的时候
And when this old servant came to the podium,
他说我是这伟大的神的仆人
And he said, I am this great God servant.
我们没有伟大的仆人
There is no great servant.
我们只有伟大的神
We only have great God.
保罗说到亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事。
And Paul says, "What is Apollos? What is Paul? They are only servants."
保罗说，我们不过是执事。
We are only servants.
英文叫做 waiter.
Or we use waiter.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹知不知道 waiter， 现在好像越来 越少了，都只是看到人家来收钱的。
I think you might start forgetting what is waiters.
主人在吃饭的时候，那个 waiter 是站在旁边的。
When the master is eating meal, the waiter stands next to them.
如果你到一些比较高档的餐厅去吃饭的时候，
If you went to a high class restaurant,
你会知道那个 waiter 就是一直站在旁边。
You will see a waiter standing on the corner all the time.
当你要想要用手去拿什么东西的时候，
When you start getting something with your hand,
这个 waiter 马上就去帮你拿过来了。
And this waiter will come immediately to get it for you.
这种人是执事。
And this type of person is servant, waiter.
这种人全心全意地注视在这主人的身上。
And this type of person wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly attention to the master.
全心全意地注视在神家里的人。
Wholeheartedly pay attention to what is happening in God's home.
能够靠着主的恩典，好好的侍奉神，好好的服侍神的儿女。
And to serve.Church and serve the children of God.
所以我们今天在这里面，我们一同来学习一个功课。
Today we learn this lesson together.
不管在我们中间，你是长老也好，或是传道人也好。
No matter among us, you are the elders or the preacher.
或是我们在各分区的负责的弟兄姐妹也好。
Or the brothers and sisters responsible for a certain group.
或是我们有一点机会能够服侍的弟兄姐妹。
Or we have the chance to serve.
我们都要知道一件事情。
We have to know one thing.
我们不是小官。
We are not a,
我们是执事。
We are not a, officer. We are servant.
我们要知道如何去帮助弟兄姐妹。
We have to know how to help brothers and sisters.
能够帮助他们能够一同在主里面长大。
To help them grow together in Christ.
我保罗和亚波罗一样，都是为了要好好的服侍人。
I Paul, as just like Apollos, want to serve.
这是目的。
That's the purpose.
照着主所赐给他们的引导你们相信。
According to what God guide them, to guide them to understand God.
保罗知道执事是照着主所赐给他们的。
Paul understand the position is according to what God assigned.
我们有机会有能力去服侍人。
We have this opportunity and capability to serve.
是神决定的。
Is decided by God.
也是神使我们能服侍的。
And is also enabled by God.
如果你从这个角度来看的话，
If you look at it from this angle,
所有的侍奉是属乎神的。
Every service belong to God.
因为是神决定。
Because God has the decision making.
而且是神使我们能侍奉。
And is God to enable us to serve.
虽然是神使我们能。
Even though it's God enable us to be able,
但神却乐意借着这些人，
but God is willing to through these people,
来帮助我们在信心中来相信神，
to help us through faith to believe in God.
是神要透过这些人，神能够完成自己要成就的事情。
Through these people, God can accomplish what He wants.
表面上好像是这些人成就的。
So it seems like.The people had accomplished.
但真正的工作者是神。
But the true worker behind this is God.
如果神不做任何一点事，你一点办法真的没，你就我们没有办法做任何一点的事情。
If God is not doing anything, we cannot do much.
道理虽然知道，
we know the theory.
但是我们里面会不会这样承认啊？
But in us, in our heart, do we agree?
我不晓得弟兄姐妹，你传过福音没
？I don't know if you had tried to spread the gospel before.
如果今天有一个福音朋友来到我们中间
，If there is a truth seeker among us today，
哇，好多人跟他传福音了，他都不相信。
A lot of people try to spread the gospel to him, and he doesn't believe.
甚至到我们中间啊，最会传福音的，他传了还是不相信。
And even when he come to the person who is best spreading the gospel, he still did not believe.
但是突然之间。哎，怕找我聊一聊，哎，很奇怪，他就信了。
But suddenly he came to me and just chat with me, and he believed.
高不高兴呢、啊、
？Are we happy?
我们要感谢主、啊。
We have to thank the Lord.
但是我们心里面最深处，我们会觉得这是谁做的
？But in the bottom of our heart, we will agree who did the work.
是谁做的
？Who did the work?
啊，里面想说当然是我嘞。
You might say that he is me.
这我晚上睡觉都会笑。
So I might even smile going to sleep.
但是如果反过来。
But on the other side.
如果是你是拼命传福音，拼命传福音，可是那个人就不相信。
If you work so hard spreading the gospel and he did not believe.
结果突然那个小弟兄一传，他就信了。
And suddenly he went to another little brother and he believes.
我们心里面会怎么说
？What will you say in your heart?
这有什么了不起的？要不是之前我跟他传福音，他怎么可能现在信呢？
What is a big deal if I did not spread the gospel so hard? How would he believe?
如果我们真知道工作是神的，
we,
我们里面就不敢骄傲了。
If we truly know that the work is done by God, we would not be boasting ourselves.
神若不做事，我们一点办法都没有办法使人相信。
If God do not work, we cannot do anything to make anyone to believe.
神不过是透过我们的嘴，透过我们的祷告，引导他们相信。
God use our prayer, use our mouth, our talk to guide other people to believe.
所以我不是重点。
So I is not the center.
我不是目标。
I am not the target.
我不过是引导你们来到神的面前。
I am only guiding you to come before the Lord.
这个好像什么呢？
So what is this?
我不晓得弟兄姐妹知不知道，如果是在中国古时候有所谓的太监要传递这个皇帝的命令。
So I don't know if you remember in the old ancient kingdom of China, there is this concubine?
太监。
太监。
You name?
没关系，一个传话的人。
Okay, he is the one that passing the word from the king.
他会把皇帝的命令到各个国家的各个地方传达出去。
He will spread the message from the emperor to all the other rest of the country.
如果今天一个太监来到我们当中，把皇帝的命令传完。
So if this messenger came to us.
如果这个太监把这话传完了，我们是要高举太监吗？
So after the messenger gave us the word from the emperor, are we going to uplift this messenger?
今天我们每一个能够为神说话的人，
Today, every person who can talk for God,
不过是传话的人，
are only a messenger.
重点是话，而不是传话的人。
The important thing is the word, not the person who spread the word.
当传话的人把神的话传出去的时候，
When the word was spread by this messenger,
传话的人要退下来。
The messenger has to step down.
让圣灵能够借着他的话把人引到神的面前。
Allow the Holy Spirit to use the word to guide the person to the Lord.
这是保罗心中真正知道神用的人是什么样的人。
This is truly what Paul believes in the type of person that God can use.
传话的人重点是话，而不是人。
The messenger has to pay attention to the word, not the person.
如果我们不知道，我们不过是执事，你想这是多大的试探
？If we don't know that we are only a servant, a waiter,
多少传话的人，多么盼望有名望，多么盼望有人被捧
？It become a temptation to the servant who want to boast about themselves.
但弟兄姐妹，我们也要一起学习。
Brothers and sisters, we have to learn.
不要挖坑啊，让传话的人掉进去。
Do not dig a hole and let them fall into the hole.
既然是执事，就不要喧宾夺主。
If we are just a servant, do not act like a master.
第六节。
And verse 6.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
I planted the seed, Apollos watered it.
一个真正以神为中心的人，才懂得谦卑，才会尊重同工。
A person who is God-centered will know how to be humble and to know how to work with other workers.
保罗说，我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
Paul said, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it.
如果今天是我来写这一段了，
If I wrote this sentence,
我一定讲说，我栽种了，我浇灌了。
I'm going to say, I planted the seed and I watered it.
那别人会告诉我，那个弟兄怎么样了？
And people will say, "Hey, what about the other brother?"
哎，我一定就是摇摇头啊。我说，哎呀，他需要主的怜悯啊。
And I might just shake my head and say, "Oh, he needs more mercy."
甚至里面会有一个骄傲出来，就是说我是侍奉神，他在侍奉殿啊。
I will say that I have this pride to say that I'm serving God and He serves the building.
有时候我们服侍，我们就认为我的服侍是全教会中最重要的事情。
Sometimes when we are surfacing, we feel that we are surfacing, we are the most important person.
而否定了、贬低了别人的侍奉。
And we look down other people's surfaces.
在保罗的眼中
，In Paul's eyes,
我栽种了，是谁浇灌了？
I planted the seed, and who watered it?
亚波罗。
Apollos.
保罗肯定亚波罗的侍奉。
Paul ascertained Apollos' services.
在主的身体当中。
In God's body.
各司其职，每一个侍奉都是重要的。
Every body part is important.
因为每一个侍奉的目的都是相同的。
Because every service is and function to the same goal.
都是为了要荣耀神。
That is to glorify God.
第六节后半最后一句。
Verse 6.
还有第七节。
And 7.
唯有神叫他生长，可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
God made it grow, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
保罗、亚波罗是属神的。
Paul and Apollos belong to God.
唯有神叫他生长。
Only God allowed them to grow.
这边告诉我们，工作也是属神的。
So here tells us the work also belongs to God.
不晓得弟兄姐妹在《使徒行传》当中，还记不记得
？I don't know if you remember in the book of Acts.
当那些五旬节降临的时候
，during the Pentecost，
很多人、很多弟兄姐妹聚在一起，彼此的交接，彼此的唱诗，彼此的赞美神。
There is a fellowship among brothers and sisters.
那时候神说了一句话，神把得救的人加给教会。
God says that he added the saved people to church.
是谁在做事？
And who is working on that?
是神。
It's God.
一切生命长大的事情只有神能做，因为工作是他的。
Everything about the life growth can only be done by God.
保罗在这里也用的浇灌、栽种和浇灌来说明到生命长大的事情。
So Paul referred life growth in planting and watering.
这都是农业的用词啊。
These are the terms in agriculture.
其实告诉我们一件事情，生命的长大是急不来的。
But it's also telling us that the life growth cannot be speed up.
有时候我们对自己急啊。
Sometimes we are hesitant.
甚至有时候对别人也急啊。
And we are so urging others.
我教你多少的圣经，你怎么还不长大？
How many times I teach you about the Bible? How come you are not growing?
In His time, in His way.
But it's in His time and in His way.
如果我们里面真知道工作是属神的，
If we truly know that work belongs to God,
我们里面没有什么好骄傲的。
There is nothing for us to boast about.
因为是他叫是神叫他成长的。
Because it's God making it grow.
也不要因为果效不好就信不过神，或是担忧，或是退后了。
And do not see the result as bad and then retreat from God's promise.
也是因为工作是属神的，我们就可以好好的学习什么叫做忠心的侍奉。
Because God, because work belongs to God, so that we can learn this lesson to be a faithful servant.
神只有要求我们是不是 faithful, 而不是要求我们 fruitful.
God wants us to be faithful, not fruitful.
因为使人成长的是神。
Because God is the one that makes people grow.
第八节。
Verse 8.
栽种的和浇灌的都是一样。
The one who plants and the one who waters are same.
他们都是要达到一个目的。
They all have this one purpose.
都是为了要见证荣耀神。
That is to testify for this glorious God.
你我今天能够靠有机会能够服侍神，做什么都是一样。
Today we have this chance to service God, and no matter what we do, it's for one purpose of.
如果我们不认识这个真理啊，我们会常常的斤斤计较。
If we don't understand this truth, we will be counting everything that we did.
为什么我在厕所里扫？为什么我在会堂里面是扫厕所？为什么他讲道
？Why am I cleaning the bathroom? Why is he talking on the stage?
侍奉没有大小轻重。
Services cannot be separated.
从神看都是好的。
Everything is good in the eye of God.
都是神给的。
From God.
都是为了荣耀他。
And for the glories of God.
这边讲到都是一样，还有另外一个意义。
And there is another meaning of being the same.
他讲到 they are one.
And here it mentioned that they are one.
他们都在做一件事情。
They are all doing one thing.
他们是一起合一，在一个团队里面做一件事情。
They are all united together as a group.
就好像是一条独木舟一样，我们都在那个独木舟上面。
It's like a raft that everyone is on the same raft.
如果我们真知道我们都在一条船上面
If we all know that we are on the same boat,
我们就应该学习你怎么帮助我我怎么帮助你
Then we have to learn the lesson of how to help each other.
第八节后半段
Verse 8, second half.
但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的赏赐
Each will be rewarded according to his own labor.
自己的功夫
Your own work.
我不晓得弟兄姐妹，你知不知道你自己在神面前的光景是如何
？I don't know if you know your condition in front of God.
我们不晓得信主多久了。
After we believe in God for a long time.
你的功夫已经成就了很多了。
You had labor a lot.
虽然我们还有继续仰望，还有未完成的事情。
Even though we still have to keep on working on those that are not accomplished.
但是我们都要照自己的功夫来到神面前，对主负责。
But we have to be responsible for our own labor by the time we go to God.
不要一直看别人到底做得好不好。
Do not look at other people's if they did well or not.
我有时候会碰到一些弟兄姐妹讲说为什么他不忠心为什么他不上来。
Sometimes I see brothers and sisters criticize the other people. Why the other person is not so faithful? Why the other people do not do this?
但是我们自己在神面前的光景是如何呢
But how is our condition in front of God?
得自己的奖赏，等一下我第九节的时候再说，一起说。
Get your own reward. I'm going to mention it later.
因为我们是与神同工的。
Because we are co-working with God.
同工。
Co-work.
这边讲到是一个 fellow worker.
And it mentioned fellow workers.
这边讲到你不是主角。
It mentioned here that you are not the main actor.
你不过是加入进来的那个人。
You are only being added as one of it.
是讲到主人已经有计划了。
It mentioned about the master already have the plan.
主人已经知道要完成的事情是什么了。
The master know what is to be accomplished.
你不过是加进来的。
You are being added into this plan.
虽然在前面我们知道工作是神的。
We know the work is God.
然而神却愿意让我们一同来分担他的工作。
But God is willing to share this work with us.
在圣经当中有一段经节就讲到同工这件事情。
In the Bible, they mentioned co-workers.
就是我们与主耶稣同父一轭。
That we hold the same yoke with God.
这个同父一轭。
We hold the same yoke.
如果你是务农的，你可能就会知道。
If you are a farmer, you understand better.
那就在农田里面呢，是有那个牛啊，去带着那个轭去耕种的，耕田的。
In the field, this ox will put on a yoke.
要把那个土啊，很深的土给翻出来。
And it has tilled the ground.
那是一个很粗重的一个工作。
It's a hard work.
但是当他如果有个小牛，小牛也到了一个地步要训练了。
But if there is this small cow need to be trained,
这个小牛啊就会跟这个大牛，他们就同父一轭，就是一个大的牛的一个轭是给大牛，一个轭是给小牛的。
And then this small one will hold the same yoke together with the old one.
这就大牛带着小牛一起来耕种。
So the old one is going to guide the small one to work together.
你觉得这小牛一开始会听话吗
？So you think the young one is going to obey?
一开始这个东西带到这小牛身上，小牛就已经不高兴了。
Once the yoke put on the young ox, is not going to be pleased.
就想尽办法要挣脱。
And it tried to shake it off.
看到那个田里面那一朵花，就想要跑过去。
And when he see a beautiful flower, the young one might want to go for it.
小牛就是不愿意跟听着这大牛。
The young ox doesn't want to follow the old one.
所以你越看到，就小牛越不听话，它这个受的伤越大。
So you will see that the more disobey this young one is, the more hurtful it becomes.
我们与主同父一轭。
When we hold the same yoke with God,
主就是要带着我们一起跟随他的脚踪。
Our Lord wants to guide us to follow His steps.
借着这个 fellow worker, 我们能够慢慢的知道跟着主。
Through fellow workers, then we know how to follow our Lord.
你只要慢慢的跟着他，我们就会上路了。
As we slowly follow our Lord, we know how to be independent.
这是一个极大的恩典。
This is such a great grace.
真正的负恶的重担全部都在我们的主的身上。
And the actual weight is all on our Lord.
如果我们真知道我们能够与主同工同负一轭，实在是太享受了。
If we know that co-working with the Lord is actually enjoying,
因为所有的事情都是神自己来成就的。
Because everything is accomplished by God.
如果我是那个大牛啊，带着这个小牛。
If I am the old ox leading this young ox,
这个小牛这个带它这很麻烦的。
It's very troublesome to lead a young one.
如果带着这小牛把田给田耕耕完了。
If I guide this, if I work with this young one and finish the work.
我一定会对着小牛说啊，我被你害死了。
I'm going to tell this young one, you have, I suffered because of you.
这个结束的时候，我一定好好的收拾你。
At the end, I'm going to punish you.
本来我可以做得好好的，今天带着你多麻烦。
I could have finished this work easier, but now I have to, take you.
但是保罗在这里面要让我们看见一件事情。
But Paul here wants us to see.
当神做完了工作。
When God finished the work.
我们。多少的给主造成了多少的麻烦。
No matter how much trouble we created for God.
当这个神做完了工作。
But when he is done with the work.
我们还要得自己的赏赐。
We will receive reward.
神还要给我们赏赐。
God still want to reward us.
你可真知道这是一个奇异的恩典吗？
You will see how amazing this grace is.
神能够让我们能够一起与他同工，是多大的恩典。
God allow us to work with him.
是他肯。
Is he is willing.
我们的主永远不亏待我们。
Our Lord never let us suffer.
他永远在乎的是要把最好的给我们。
He always care about giving us the best.
因为他是我们所爱的神。
Because he is the loving God.
他给我们的也是永永远远超过我们所配得的。
What he is willing to give us is always surpassing what we deserve.
我们要认识神才是那个真正的工作者。
We have to understand that God is the only one who works.
我们不过是同工。
We are only fellow workers.
因为工作是神的。
Because work is done by God.
第九节。
Verse 9.
你们是神所耕种的田地。
You are God's field.
你们是神所耕种的田地。
You are God's field.
一方面，我们是与神同工的。
On one side, we are the fellow workers.
另外一方面，我们又是神自己亲自所耕种的田地。
On the other side, we are the God's field that God worked on it himself.
神要让这块地不是一个荒野之地。
God doesn't want this field to be deserted.
神不要让这块地是一个没有主人的地。
God doesn't want this field without a master.
这块地是我们的主花了多少的心血能够耕种的。
This field was paid by a great price of God.
这块地是被犁过，是被处理过的。
This field was tilled and treated.
约翰福音第十五章第一节那边说到。
In the book of John, chapter 1.
我父是栽种的人。
My father is the one who, who planned.
有谁愿意把自己交给神，让神耕一下呢？
Who is willing to give yourself to God and let him tilt?
有时候神借着苦难，借着难处，就好像那个犁一样。
Through the troubles, and it's like the tilting tools.
深深地耕在我们心中。
That, truly tilt into our heart.
我们不明白，这都是为了我们的好处。
We didn't understand this is all for the good of ours.
我们里面有时候就是因为有时候这就藏着许多的藏污纳垢。
And sometimes we, this created a lot of complaint.
神有时候就借着这些难处、这些苦难，让我们整个人清醒。
Through the troubles, actually God awakened us.
借着这样子一个工作，让我们整个离开愚昧。
And through the work.God make us to leave foolishness.
让我们能够深深地逃离那个罪恶。
So that we can escape from sin.
这个犁就是把我们里面所有的一切的石头、杂草这些所有一切的东西，全全通通都要拿掉。
And the tilting work actually take away all the bricks, all the rocks away from the field.
耕种的目的是为了结果子。
The purpose of tilting is to grow fruit.
神为了让我们这个人生命能够在基督里面长好。
God want our life to grow.
这些难处是必定会临到的。
And we have to go through these trouble.
为的是结果子。
That is for the purpose.
为的是主的生命能够在我们里面能够照常显大。
For the purpose of allowing God's life to grow in us.
不仅是个人。
Not just in person.
更是我们团体。
But also as a corporate.
每一个果子都是见证。
Every fruit is a testimony.
他要让我们能够结果子更多。
He allow us to bear more fruit.
第九节，所建造的房屋。
Verse 9, we are God's building.
房屋啊，有很多的砖块是连接起来的。
Building has a lot of bricks connected to each other.
每一个砖都是这个被削过被连接起来的。
Every brick was being shaped before it got connected.
这是讲到一个从个人到团体。
And this is referring from a person to a corporate.
神要的是一个被建造过的一个房屋。
God want a built building.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们信了主之后，我们不要单独啊。
So after we believe in the Lord, do not be alone.
有些人讲说，我自己一个人在家里看电视敬拜主就好了。
Some people say that at home I can be alone and worshiping God.
啊，我才不要去跟那些弟兄姐妹在一起啊，他们都是这个败坏的。
I do not want to be with other brothers and sisters because I think they are corrupted.
神的心意是要一个被建造的房屋。
But God's will is to have a building.
神盼望我们都有一个愿意的心，把自己放在他的教会中。
God wants us to have this willing heart to be put in this building.
千万不要听到人就走了。
Do not be just listening.
也甚至也不愿意服侍。
And do become someone not willing to serve.
甚至有时候到这边来了这个教会，听这个讲道不高兴我就走了。
Or sometimes you come to a church and do not like the speaker and then you leave.
神就是要雕削。
God wants to sculpture.
我今天早一点来的时候，我这稍微这个走过这个会所。
I was walking around this church.
你仔细看，每一个石头是有点不太形状是不太一样的。
And every brick looked different.
是被削过的。
Everyone was being shaped.
你愿意被神削过吗
？Are you willing to be shaped?
如果按照我心意，我不愿意。
According to myself, I would not be willing to.
但是如果今天看见是神，因为要削的是要被建造成为一个。
But,
建造的房屋。
But if you see that the purpose of being shaped is to be able to build a building,
你就要感谢赞美主。
Then you have to praise and thank God.
我们众肢体在这里就是要被神雕削。
That all the brothers and sisters are here as a body part to be built.
在众肢体当中，我们就好像是生命的交织在一起一样。
We are like the body parts connected to each other.
一块砖一块瓦都拿不掉。
That you cannot have one missing brick.
没有这样的建造，神就不可能有神的殿。
If there is no such way of building it, there is no God's temple.
也求神帮助我们。
And may Lord help us.
当我们看弟兄姐妹的时候
，When we look at other brothers and sisters,
不要老是看他的这个不好的地方。
Do not see their weakness.
求神给我们一个属灵的眼光。
May the Lord give us a spiritual eyesight.
能够看见在我们弟兄里面的基督。
That we can see the Christ in our brothers.
能不能看见一个弟兄因为得罪了神，他肯愿意在神面前认罪悔改
？And seeing a brother willing to repent because he had sinned against God.
那么是不是能够看见一个弟兄，他因为信了主之后，他在那边祷告，希望能够更多的渴慕神的话
？That after a brother believes in the Lord, that he is willing to pray and desire God's word.
是不是能够看见一个弟兄肯愿意放下自己？能够去爱他的弟兄
，and seeing a brother willing to put himself down to love another，
你可曾知道这都是神的工作在我们中间吗
？Do you know that these are all the work？
若是我们里面有真有这个眼光
，if we truly have this eyesight，
我们里面一定是感谢赞美主
，we will praise，
因为神真在这里
，because God is among us。
我们里面的祷告就会讲到，就向神祷告，就是盼望神的旨意能够成就在我们中间。
Then our prayer will be God will be done in church。
有一首诗歌
There is this hymn.
这个诗歌歌词很感动我
And the hymn has touched me, the lyrics.
我们不唱这个诗歌
I'm not going to sing the hymn.
我就把这个诗歌歌词念给大家
But I want to share with you the lyrics.
作为最后的结束
And as my conclusion.
神将你我安置在一起
that God and put you and me together.
同来建造他的身体。
Together we built the, his body.
你的基督是我的盼望。
Your Christ is my hope.
我的基督也供应你。
My Christ supplies you.
我活若你在主里站立。
I live if you are standing in the Lord.
你活若我在主里坚定。
You live if I am strengthened in the Lord.
我的往前是为了你。
I walk forward for you.
你的往前也是为了我。
You walk forward for me.
不是单独的肢体。
We are not a single part.
我真的迫切需要你。
I truly need you.
盼望主借着今天借着这个话来向我们心诉说。
May the Lord through this word to talk to us.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
盼望圣灵借着话继续向我们心说扎心的话。
May the Holy Spirit continue to reveal to our heart.
愿你的旨意成就在你的心教会中。
May your will be done in your church.
愿你的名被高举。
May your name be exalted.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.